Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mark Robe, who is seeking re-election to his seat on the Kelowna City Council. Mark, you are running for re-election to the Kelowna City Council. How about you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in Kelowna for 14 years, married my wife, Joanne. I've got three sons, Jeremy and Derek Kinney. They are 36, 27, and 26. I have five grandchildren. I've been a mail clerk at the University of Iowa for 20 years. Been on the city council now for 7 years. Did 5 years previous to that on the Kelowna Planning and Zoning Commission, North Liberty Planning and Zoning Commission when I lived up there. So that's about me in a nutshell.
And why have you decided to run for re-election this time around?
Well, we've got a lot of exciting things going on in the city with the building of our new rec center, and we just dedicated our Veterans Memorial this August. And just, I enjoy being on the council. Like I said, I've been on it for 7 years, and I enjoy what we do. I enjoy the council members to serve with. The city's going in a very positive way, and I just want to stay on and continue to see that happen.
And you mentioned you've also been on planning and zoning commissions for Kelowna and North Liberty, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, and in your 7 years serving on the Kelowna City Council, I wonder what drives you to be a part of the community?
I just enjoy being part of the community. I have to live here, and it's nice to be a part of making things happen, and just I like being involved with different things. I was on the Rec Center Committee. I was on the Veterans Committee. I was on the Veterans Memorial Committee. I was on the Kelowna Visioning Committee. I try to stay pretty well involved all the time. I try to be on committees all the time when we've got things going.
Sounds like it. Are there any certain issues that you'd like to address or projects that you are interested in working on if reelected?
Yeah, we need to. I'd like to see the trail system get going in Kelowna. We've talked about taking it over the Bunker Mill Bridge to Richmond. We need to repair some sidewalks in town and get some more sidewalks in town, I think, in places that don't have them. We do a really good job with repairing our streets. We usually pick 3 or 4 streets a year to repair or redo completely. And I think that's really important to have good streets in your town. And so I want to see that continue to move forward, which I know it will. Those would probably be the main things, I think, that I'd really like to make sure get going, especially the trails. I think it's very important to have trail system and make sure there's connectivity with the whole town and our parks and just make it sure it's a very user-friendly town.
Since you have been serving on the Kelowna City Council for 7 years, what are you most proud of accomplishments or what has been going on in the city of Kelowna since you've been serving?
Well, just right, I guess it was kind of in my transition period, we did the downtown project where we redid our downtown, about $1 million effort there to get that done. Very nice. It made the downtown much more friendlier, user-friendly, I should say. And, of course, now the Rec Center project, very proud of the Veterans Memorial, very proud of that. That happened really fast, and it really is a very nice memorial, and I'm probably most proud of that. That means a lot to me, not that I was a veteran or anything, but I think it's very necessary that we honor our veterans.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Actually, the most important thing I'd like to say is just make sure you go out and vote. It's very important to vote. And, you know, you can't assume that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Everybody needs to get out and vote.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Council candidate Mark Robe. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.